Happy Friday, Kathy.
Happy Friday, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. I tend to sing song things a lot, like, hello, Kathy, whatever. And then I hear it back played back later, and I'm like, oh, that's so cringy. So, like, I even posted on Twitter last week, like, I do the sing songy thing. Should I stop being weird? Or that's something that people are like, no, keep the weird. And I'm like, but now I'm like super like because I called my own attention to it. Now I'm like, Happy Friday, Kathy. Like, I don't do that anymore. Like, I sound so terrible. Anyway, so Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Woohoo. Yeah, I've
You.
been really like self-conscious this week too, because we have like team meetings and Ben will ask like a question and I'll have like this big long story. And then other people are just like, yeah, this other thing. And I'm like, I am so over the top and I'm oversharing so much and I get like really self-conscious. And so then I'm like, tone it down. And people don't need to know the whole story. Like, chill out. Save it for Michelle on Friday.
I'm the same way, right? Because especially like today, like I have Jeff in the office, right? So Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Jeff and I work together in the office. But Wednesday, Thursday, I'm home alone. I live alone. I have three cats. Unfortunately, they are not good conversationalists. But I get on these work calls and I realize like, oh, they just wanted to hear like a quick update. And I'm like, and then last night, you know what I had for dinner? No, I'm not, I don't go quite that far, but I do get a little verbose when I get the opportunity to talk to real people.
Yeah, I get it. I've got so many stories to tell. That's why I'm doing all this
Right.
podcasting stuff, and we
Same.
can share our stories.
Absolutely. So one of the things that I'm working on right now over at Post Status is celebrating 20 years of WordPress. So I've got two posts out there. One is a form where you can tell your WordPress story. I've told my origin story a million times. I've told people if you've probably heard it before, it has to do with spaghetti and friends and WordPress and all of that. And so like if you just Google Michelle Frechette WordPress origin, you will probably get the whole story. I've put it out on a bunch of
Yeah.
different and a bunch of ways. But, and I'm sure, I mean, I know that you started with coding and security and things like that too. We've talked about those, and both of us have talked about those publicly, and I'm sure they both exist on the internet somewhere. But like our story isn't just like we joined WordPress and that was the end, right? Like our story is there's so many things. Like, for example, if you go back to, I think it's WordCamp US 2018 in Tennessee.
Yeah.
There's pictures on the website of you and me in the same shot. Like we were at a table
Yep.
side by side, right? So
Yeah.
like there's more to our story, not only together, but separately. And so I was like, what about some of the other milestones that we've both had in WordPress? So tell me what are your miles? We'll go back and forth. You start. Tell me a milestone in WordPress for you in your journey, because I want to hear it.
Well, gosh, I used to when WordPress first came out, I was like tearing things apart left and right. I like him. There's like one Facebook, you know how Facebook gives you the memories, and there's one where I wrote tearing apart WordPress in my quest for world domination. And it was like I look at that and I'm like, I remember that. And then WordPress updated and it was like, yeah, that was dumb. But I mean, I was like
You were learning.
oh, totally. Like I, but you know, in the early days, it was pretty easy to like, I mean, to update a plugin when plugins first started, you had to like FTP it up, and there was all this, it wasn't easy like it is now,
Right.
you know. So it was much more complicated, but everything was much more complicated. So, I mean, I got started really early with WordPress. I was doing early with Active Server Pages and Microsoft SQL Server and stuff like that. And then when MySQL and PHP really started maturing, I was like, and ASP.NET was coming out. And I'm just like, I don't want to learn how to do this over again. It was hard enough the first time. I'm going to go do the same thing over with PHP and MySQL. But anything you did had to be on the command line. And so like WordPress used the same like database class that I was using in my projects. And I was like, oh, well, I'm just going to blog with this now, because I was using movable type and stuff. So I just kept using WordPress for like 10 years. And it wasn't until I think that Automattic bought WooCommerce. And then I was like, okay, we're getting serious now. And then I just moved all, I'm like, I don't want to, I have my shopping cart I wrote and stuff like that. And I was like, I'm tired of maintaining my own code. I'm just going to move everything over to WordPress. And that's kind of like when I went full in. That had to have been what, 2014 or 15? When did they buy WooCommerce?
Oh,
it's like
I don't even
2014,
know.
2015, maybe. Anyway, that was kind of like, I made a decision of like, okay, I'm done coding everything from scratch. Now I'm just going to be an expert at using other people's code. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of a milestone.
That was your, and I never looked back moment. Like I started using WordPress and I never looked back kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was also about the same time that responsive, like being able to view a website on mobile. And I was like, I'm not going to try to figure this out right now. I had, you know, younger kids and I was helping my husband run his business. And I was just like, you know, I'm done trying to figure all of this stuff out. And if I'm going to stay on the code side of things, I'm going to have to figure stuff out all the time. But then I got bored and I kind of wanted to do more with the code again. And that's when all the security stuff happened. So
just pulls you back in, just sucks you right in.
It does. It does. It still does sometimes. But it's
fun.
So
funny. It is. It is.
How about
fun,
you?
For sure. Well, it's funny. I say only sometimes, like I've only been using WordPress 11 years, but now that's actually like more than half of the life of WordPress. So
yeah,
I'm going to drop the only. I've been using WordPress for 11 years. My first site was in 2012. It was for a nonprofit that my best friend and I had built for massage therapists to have continuing education and have, a network of support in their job because they're all well, not all, but so many of them are, you know, business owners, small business owners of either just one or two employees, usually just themselves. And they're not built, their education does not come with a lot of business acumen. And so they have to learn and be supported. So we started this nonprofit. Yeah. And her husband built a website for us and told us, you guys get, here's your login, fill it in, put the stuff there. Take it over. It's all yours, you know, kind of thing. And it was terrifying at first. And then it was infectious. Like, it was like, oh, and then I was like, I could build this if I knew how. Yeah. And so he taught me how to like buy. I knew how to buy a domain and I knew how to buy a hosting. I did not know how to get a domain on hosting. And that was where I was just like, I need help. So he taught me how to do that. And it was so funny because now it's like, I don't listen to this advice anymore. But back then it was like, don't do the one button install, learn how to do the download, upload, FTP, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm glad I did, right? Because that gave me the infrastructure to be able to know how to fix things. And like, oh, my plugins are all broken. I can't even log into my website. Well, I can go into the files and rename the plugins folder. And like, I know how to do all those things because of that, right? And I don't have to Google how to do those things. But at the time I was like, overwhelmed a little bit, but I left his house that night. And this, like the spaghetti, if you want to know all about like why I was at, you know, with my friend's house and that kind of stuff, read the story and made his family spaghetti so he would be able to devote some time to me. But I left there with a piece of paper. I wish I still had it. I'd frame it and put it on the wall. Just had four, like 1, 2, 3, 4 things. And I remember number three was change the salt keys. Like I literally, that's like all I remember was change the salt keys. And like, I think one of the other things was like, never use admin as your admin login, like little things like that. Right. And the rest of it was just like sponged it up. And I'm sure that I had to Google things once in a while, but at least I had like the understanding of how to build and create a WordPress website. And I never looked back.
Yeah.
So, but there are, of course, you know, other milestones along the way too. So I went to the first ever WordCamp US in Philadelphia, right? In 2015. I did. I had just started going to events. I had started my first ever WordCamp ever was the fall before, or was it's either earlier that year or the fall before. Might have even just been earlier that year. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. There's people and there's topics and I get to learn from these names that I've heard of and seen before. And so I sat down with Andrea Middleton at the time and I was like, so we have a meetup in Rochester, but we're paying for it. And she's, let's fix that for you. Right. And so then we became an official WordPress meetup. So we didn't have to pay out of my pocket anymore to organize the meetup. I said, well, we've been thinking about maybe having a WordCamp someday. She's like, why wait? Why not do it now? You know? And so that was December. We had our first ever WordCamp Rochester the following October.
Wow.
And here's my little secret. So we held it on my birthday. Because then I got to have a birthday party with 140 WordPressers.
That is so cool.
It was a lot of fun. So organizing my first WordCamp was just a blast and getting to get speakers and you know, rub elbows with people and feel like I was really part of the community was pretty exciting. So that was definitely
That's
a
so
milestone
cool.
too, is that WordCamp Rochester.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I was really, well, I was up in Mount Shasta, and the closest WordPress meetup was like Sacramento. Maybe there was one in Redding. I don't know. But it was like down in Sacramento, the one that Jennifer and Brian ran that one. And, you know, I didn't know them at all. I didn't know anything. And I had to go down to the San Francisco Bay Area for something. And I'm like, I'm going to just pop my head in and see what this whole community thing is all about. And Jennifer was like really my first introduction to WordPress. And she's like, oh yeah, I go to Word camps all over the place, like multiple times a year. And I'm like, really?
What?
I had no idea that this was like even a thing, and just started like just really exploring it. And I'm like, oh, this sounds like fun. And so I just like dove. I actually like pitched a talk to Sacramento and I got accepted because I was kind of ish local. And so that was my first WordCamp. That was just such an amazing experience. The first one I ever went to was in St. Louis at WP Campus. So it was like the niche higher ed one. And that was fun. And I had so much fun. And I got to spend a lot of time with Adam Warner from GoDaddy. Like, but he was at SiteLock then.
He was at SiteLock back then. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we were like competitors, sort of. But I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so nice. What?
Yeah.
It was so much fun. I had so much fun at that one. I'm like, I can see how. And he told me, all of my best friends are in WordPress. You're going to love this. And he was like my first, like, this is how it all works. And so that was kind of really cool to have Adam and Jennifer be like my first real introductions to the WordPress community as a whole. So that those milestones, that year of like really exploring the WordPress community. And then moving to Phoenix and like getting introduced to everybody there. Yeah. And yeah, I was bit by that. I'm just like,
exactly,
yeah, these are my people. Yeah. Yeah.
I say that was bit by the WordPress bug, but I think it was WAPU. Like, we were bit by WAPU.
That's the bug. Yes. Yes. Totally.
It's funny because, like, you know, we were laughing. Was it last week we were talking about becoming influencers, or 2 weeks ago? I can't remember now.
Yeah.
We were talking about being influencers. And, you know, I don't ascribe that word to myself, but I recognize that people see us as, you know, leaders in the community, whatever.
Yeah.
So with humility, I say this, but there was almost like a little turning point. Like, you don't recognize as you're going through your journey that all of a sudden it's like, people are asking me to do things. People recognize me. People are like, oh my God, Michelle Brichette followed me back on Twitter. And I'm like, dude, I'm just a person, you know, like,
yeah,
whatever. But yeah. But I remember when like somebody else would have followed me back, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, Post Status followed me. Like, I was just like ecstatic. Well, now I run the Post Status Twitter and I follow people back. Yeah. And I'm like, I wonder if somebody just went, oh my God, Post Status followed me, you know, kind of thing. So,
yeah.
So I do recognize that even though there are no such things as real celebrities, like, we're not making movies and like people aren't asking for our autographs and interrupting our dinners and things like that, right? But there are people who are more renowned in WordPress circles, you know, and that people can look up to or ask or vilify, whatever. Like, I know they're, like I said, I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and I'm okay with that.
Same.
I'm going to start an Etsy store with stickers, by the way, so we'll talk about that later. I've been designing stickers, and Sticker Giant has given me a discount code to use, and Sticker Giant followed me on Twitter last week, and I was like, I turned to Jeff and I was like, oh my God, Sticker Giant just followed me. Like, I don't know that other people think that's a big deal, but to me, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know where I'm going with this. But anyway, you start a journey and you don't realize that you are not just walking from point A to point B, but you are in a snowball that starts rolling down a gentle hill. And then before you know it, you're like, holy shit, we're still careening down this mountain now, picking up speed and hopefully helping people along the way. Because that's how I think that you and I really operate a lot in the community.
Oh, totally. I mean, that's the whole reason I'm
doing, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm, you know, WordPress helped me do a lot of things, and tech helped me do a lot of things. And I understand that starting any journey can be very, very difficult, because you kind of go into things and you just follow a passion or follow an intuition, or maybe you've seen other people do something really cool and you have no idea what the stepping stones are. You know, some of my greatest moments have been sitting in the start of a WordCamp, you know, at opening remarks or whatever. I'm sitting next to somebody. I always go sit by people I don't know at opening remarks.
Yeah.
And then, oh, how are you using WordPress? And I just start conversations with people I don't know. And I love sitting next to people. I just start my blog and I don't know what I'm going to do. And I don't understand any of this stuff. And like helping them decide like what sessions are going to be most helpful to them and helping them navigate all of this. Because this one woman, she was like, I think I'm going to go figure out what this Bash thing is. And I'm like, oh, honey, please don't. We do not want to go to Bash today. We want to go to this thing about Google Sitekit and how to use Google's tools in order that you can reach your market better, right? And so it's just like being able to like help people make those kinds of decisions. That's what I'm here to do. You know, I'm here to give back. I'm here to help make all of this make sense and to do so in any way possible. It's I love talking to, I mean, I love all of us old timers and stuff too.
Yeah.
There's so many deep friendships that I've made over the past few years in WordPress, but the new people who come in make my heart just feel so good because I know I can help them. And I don't, it's not like, oh, well here, take all of my knowledge. It's like, where are you right now? And where do you think you're going? And helping them figure that out. Love it.
I also love doing that at like the lunch times at a WordCamp. Right. Like at lunch, I will look for an open seat at a table with people I don't know and be like, is the seat taken? You know, and then just talk to people and find out where they are in their journey. Sometimes you find out that they are like the developers behind like a huge product that you use all the time. And you're like, oh, my God, you guys are the people behind XYZ. And sometimes, like you said, it's somebody who's like, well, I just signed up for a blog the other day. You know, and then they're like, you know, should I go to the CLI, like the WPCLI? Like, no, you should go into the difference between posts and pages and tags and categories.
Like, yeah.
You know? So, let's start at with the basics and then add the difficult things.
Yeah, totally.
How do I install a plugin? That's where you should be right now.
Right. But, I love hearing all those stories, though. It's so... It really helps you understand, you know, it in my job, it helps me a lot in terms of like, who am I talking to? You know, there's, bless you, Jeff.
Kathy said, bless you, Jeff.
But it helps you, really understand who you're talking to so that you're talking with them, you know, you're meeting them where they're at. And, you know, I mean, that's, you know, I probably can make a ton more money if I like went and developed a plugin or something like that and just like did all the code stuff, but I really love what I do. I love being able to talk to people who are building businesses in WordPress. Building businesses with Cadence is really super exciting right now, so I don't know, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, absolutely. And that we get to not only blog for ourselves and blog for our company, but we get to contribute across, you know, you get invited on podcasts, I get invited on podcasts and asked to write, you know, guest posts on other blogs and things like that. And I think it's exciting to be able to contribute like that and hopefully help people along the way.
Right. And to be able to, I mean, having been in the WordPress space for a long time, it's like, okay, I understand how things work, but also to have those conversations of like I'm doing stuff with Do the Woo and we're talking about like crypto payments in WooCommerce. And that's like super cutting edge, like change the world kind of stuff. And I just get, I get to talk about that. Take my interest of something like on a weekend, I'll be sitting and watch documentaries about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies and stuff. And I get to talk about that with WordPress. I'm blessed. I'm really blessed to be. So I'm not talking about all my milestones, but I'm talking about all of these. My journey with WordPress keeps expanding into all of these different areas. And as long as it keeps being fun like this, it's like,
And you know how to pick a lock from all those years. I still never got a lock picking kit and I've never learned how to pick a lock, but someday I will get one. Do you have a few extra, Kathy?
I do. They're out in the garage, which I think is so funny. Every time I lock the garage door, I'm just like, if criminals only knew.
I've given them the tools. Let's see if they can find it.
The funny thing is like I've known people who have taken those like clear locks and they put them on their gym lockers and stuff like that, because it's like, nobody knows what to do with that. Oh, it's just true, like, why true. Is that, you know?
But it is funny, yeah. But, like, yeah. The garage just became, like, the escape room. Like, if they can find the tools, they can get out.
They could. Oh, I gotta go move everything. I've spoken too much.
They're in the basement now, folks. You can't find them.
They'll never find him now.
Oh my goodness. That's right. We've hidden them. 12 spots around the city. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Too funny.
Oh my goodness. Have you ever hidden an Easter egg on any websites that you've built? I did.
Did you?
I've
seen some really cool. I know somebody I met in Phoenix has the cool, they have like JavaScript video games on mm-hmm. as Easter eggs on their website.
Oh,
if you
cool.
just do a couple no, keystrokes, just, it pops up.
Mine wasn't anything that you'd find unless you were looking at the code, right? So and if anybody wants to come after me and tell me that what I did was unethical, I'm perfectly okay with that because of what it was. But years ago I posted on, this is before 2020, so we're talking like 5-6 years ago, before I was even at GiveWP, so a lot longer ago than that. Black Lives Matter had become a political and life type thing, right? I shouldn't even tell you. It's not politics, but it becomes politics, right? When it starts mm-hmm. to get people involved. And I had posted something on Facebook with pictures of my daughter. My daughter's biracial, Black woman. And I said, you know, it isn't all lives matter. It's Black Lives Matter. And if you want to know why, it's because of her, right? So I posted this on Facebook. And people started coming after me like, no, it's all lives matter, blah, 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 blah. Like, don't come after a mama that way. And one of them was this guy who I had worked on his website, built his website. And he was in my networking group. And I was like, all right, listen here, mister. I just went into the code and I commented Black Lives Matter in the code of his website. So like he's never going to find it. Nobody's ever going to see it. But sitting in the middle of his code of his website commented out, it says Black Lives Matter. And it gave me a little bit of joy. And yes, yeah. It might not be the most ethical thing in the world, but I also don't care.
Too funny. Yeah, I used to post rants and code comments. It was never anything that you'd view source on, but it was more like before it was, you know,
yeah.
rendered type of thing. So like within yeah. the PHP comments, I would post little rants and things like that. So yeah. So, but only the dev, you know, if you'd have to actually like log in and like open up a PHP file and actually yeah, look yeah. at it to see it. So it wasn't output or anything, but yeah, I mm-hmm. had a few epic rants. Keep things spicy and interesting.
This was just in a child theme that I built. So probably somebody yeah. could find it if they really wanted to look for it. I honestly don't think yeah. the site exists anymore. I certainly am not working on his site anymore, but it was one of those little things that, well, you're going to put down my kid. And you're going to put down everything I believe in. Well, I'm just going to put a little code in comment in your code. So, yeah. Okay. Moving on. Funny. If you want to attack me, you can. If you've listened this far and you've actually heard that, then you have absolutely every right to tweet about me.
Too funny.
It is funny. It is too funny. But, yeah. What milestone do you look forward to? So like if you were going to put like one more big old flag in the WordPress timeline that said Kathy Zant was here, what would it be? I come up with these questions and then you're like, oh sugar, I got to think about this for a second.
Yeah, I do have to think about that one. You know, I do want to speak at an overseas WordCamp. I got to mm-hmm. solve some things in my life to make sure that I can do that. But yeah, WordCamp mm-hmm. Europe, I'm coming for yeah. you one of these yeah. days.
Yeah. I definitely hope I get picked to speak at WordCamp Europe. I am picked to speak at WordCamp Asia. My passport has not yet arrived. So it is still very much up in the air whether or not that's going to happen. And I'm
Eek.
Very anxious about it. But I'm also just going to, whatever will be. And what is meant to be will happen. Yeah. But it will definitely be here in time for WordCamp Europe. So I've applied to speak there. And I think that would be a really great place to put my next flag as well.
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah. It is so cool. If you're listening and you have timeline events, we have built a timeline over at poststatus.com. I don't remember exactly the URL, but hit me up. I'll post it on Twitter as well. And let's see. I'm looking to see if I can find it really quick. Oh, yes. poststatus.com/WordPress-historical-timeline. And I won't be able to put everything in there, of course, every little thing. But if you started a business, if you've created a plugin, if you've started a WordCamp, any of those things, I want to add them in there because I don't want it to be the WordPress only timeline. I want it to be the WordPress community timeline.
Love it.
So add your stuff.
That's
I can't wait
amazing.
To like see that thing grow and grow and grow. I don't care if it takes 5 minutes to load. I want to see as many things on there as possible. Really cool plugin too. Let me see if I can get in there and give you a shout out to the plugin developer. It is called, oh, give me a minute. Talk about something, Kathy, while I look it up.
Well, if you are new to the channel on YouTube, follow us, like subscribe and like the video. And if you're listening to us on your podcatcher app, like go to wherever you're listening and give us a review. Let us know you're listening. Yeah. Or go to the website, wpmotivate.com, and drop a comment because we'd love to hear from you. We don't want this to be just a two-way conversation. We want it to be 3, 4, 5, like all of our listeners, 500 Absolutely. Ways. We want to hear from you.
Absolutely. So. And we want to talk about things in the open with y'all, and we want to hear your feedback.
Yeah.
And you know, it'll be fun.
And what things you guys want us to talk about, not just, you know, don't make us rambling. Do the work of like all of our ideas. What are we going to talk about this week, Michelle? Like, what do you want us to talk about? What do you want our hot takes on? Because we've got hot takes. Oh, I've got hot takes, more hot takes than money.
If I had many hot cakes as I do hot takes, I'd never be hungry again.
Yeah, love it.
Oh, I'm honing in on this. It takes a little while for you to load stuff in and try to then also remember what it's called.
Yeah.
It is a timeline thing. It's called...
Yikes. It's just a WordPress plugin?
It's a WordPress plugin that creates timelines. Let me see if I can just search it here. It is called... Nope, that's not it. nope, that's not it either. Hold on. Sorry, folks. You can laugh at me if you want, but I'm not finding it. Timeline Block. It is called Timeline Block by Cool Plugins. And is a responsive timeline block for the Gutenberg editor. They do have a pro version. I'm using their free version from their repository, though. And it's got a really nice display. You can actually display... This is not a plug... They're not paying us to do this. I just think it's a cool plugin. And I like to shout out cool things when I see them. You can include photos... And you can include descriptions, and you can include hypertext. So if you go and you see the timeline I've started to create on PostStatus, every one of those things on the timeline links to things. So like if it says the first WordCamp US, you click that, you're going to find the WordPress website for the first WordCamp US.
Cool.
It could be much bigger. I chose not to include photos and descriptions because I'm hoping this thing is going to grow, and I want it to be, you know, easily searched and not be 50 miles long. So... But it's a nice little plugin. So whoever the developers are at Cool Plugins, congrats on this really cool thing because it's really nice.
Amazing.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. And like I said, I don't even know who they are. Let's see about us. But yeah, so just, of course, I love when it doesn't say who people are. Oh, let's see. Two friends, Satinder Singh and Narinder Singh, released a free plugin inside the WordPress.org plugin directory in 2016. So Satinder Singh and Narinder Singh, thumbs up on the timeline block. Nicely done.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Very cool. I'll have to tag them. I have to go play with it.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's a really cool thing to, and it's just really well done, really well written. So.
Excellent.
All right. I can't think. I've had a million different things. My first speaking was at WordCamp Buffalo a million years ago. First organizing was WordCamp Buffalo, also a million years ago. Driving to my first WordCamp US, speaking internationally for the first time at WordCamp Toronto. But I've also spoken, I love speaking at WordCamp Ottawa, Toronto, Niagara Falls in Canada, and then also Montreal is always a wonderful time.
Wow.
First time down at WordCamp Miami was really cool. You know, it's just
Miami's wonderful.
Oh, for sure. The first time I got on a flight for a WordCamp was exciting. I mean, like all of those things over the years. And uploading my very first plugin only plugin to the WordPress repo was pretty cool. So like I have a plugin in the repo called Hello Beautiful, which needs to be updated. I know that, so you can look at it. Don't yell at me. It's just it's a fork of Hello Dolly, which has also been, but my plugin Hello Beautiful was forked into another language. And that was exciting too. So
amazing. That's so cool. Yeah, you have things like that. Tons of milestones.
Just fun stuff, right? It's all fun. And yeah, it's all because I just try to challenge myself to understand more of our community by doing things that other parts of the community do.
Amazing.
Fun.
I am so glad you're a part of the community. You're a very important part of the community, and I am very grateful for all you do.
Well, I think you are an important part of the community. I think we should also talk about, you were part of a movie, a short film in the community. Yeah. And that's a milestone too, right? So
that was like a milestone. Yeah. That was a lot of fun. Yeah. That was, you know, that the best part about that was just like, okay, I got to pick who gets interviewed, who are the important voices that really need to, because when we started, we didn't really know what the story was going to be, really.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until we were able to interview Matt Mullenweg that the story, everybody's story, just kind of like supported the one main story of like how WordPress would not be what it is without the community. Yeah. You know, I mean, if somebody put out, if a company put out a for-profit WordPress, none of this would have happened, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the fact that everybody has so much ownership with it that gives it so much success, so.
Absolutely.
It's nothing else like it that I've seen.
Agreed. I talk about this as more than open source software, it's open source community. And that's because we all are able to connect with one another so easily. Often I get asked to make connections for people because people assume I know everybody, which is not true. But I do know a lot of people. But the truth is, if you reach out to these people yourself, you're going to be able to connect with them too, because everybody is pretty open about wanting to network well and be connected within the community. So.
Yeah,
but I always understand, though, getting an introduction is always helpful if you know people. So, yeah, I know. It's like I our weekly podcast, this WP Motivate, we aren't giving you platitudes like, you know, that you'll read in Monday Motivation, hashtag Monday Motivation on Twitter or whatever. And sometimes we just ramble. But it's always about positivity. And if you take one thing away from this podcast, it's that deep friendships can come from WordPress community and networking. And then I think if Kathy and I both walked away from WordPress tomorrow, which is not on our agenda, but if we did, we would still have a deep friendship between us. And that is something that wouldn't have happened without WordPress, because that's definitely what introduced us to each other. So,
yeah, definitely.
So carry that through with you for this week. Make wonderful connections, make milestones, talk about your milestones. Be excited about where you've been, and let us be excited with you for where you're going. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.